hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
All right, folks, we are back here. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, January 23, 2008. I wanted to read this earlier. Got this from Australia. Thank you, guys, down there. Thank you, Jack. Dear RBN announcers, many thousands down under tune into your network on a daily basis. We commend your spirit, your drive for freedom, and support of Ron Paul. However, as we see it, time is running out to save your great country and people from being enslaved. With such laws as SR 55 recently passed in your House of Representatives by such a majority, the dragon net appears to be closing over you as you sleep. Well, we're fully awake. Perhaps if you instructed every American to personally rock up in Massachusetts, or I'm sorry, rock up in mass, let me correct that, at their local senator's office, instructing them to veto this bill, phone, fax, and email them 24/7, don't let them sleep until they sign an agreement with their constituents. And there is actually a video on YouTube about this. He says, keep up the pressure on the traitors of your fine country, John. God bless, Jack. Spreading the word. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. Yeah, I know we've got a lot of people in Australia. More people are coming on board in England. I do cash flow in the afternoon from 1 to 2. And we're getting people from South Africa, from all over the world. I mean, this is becoming a phenomenon. And finally, we have broken through anonymity. And the numbers are steadily increasing. We just picked up 5 stations in 1 day last week. So I always knew that if we hung in there long enough, there's an old saying about timing. Timing is everything. And we are the right network with the right people at the right time, and especially for the generally dumb public that are being awakened from their sleep, only to find that what they believed or what they would have liked to have believed is now sheer fantasy and fallacy. And that is a rude awakening. And I caution people that when you're talking to new people that are as dumb as a rock, folks, understand when you were the same way. This was not embedded in our DNA, okay? We didn't come into this world from our mothers with the knowledge that we have. You know, this is part of the human experience that we absorb and we learn. And we learn about our environments, we learn conditions, we learn to adapt. We do all of these things as human beings, just as every other God's creatures on the face of this earth does. Save for one fact, we are not animals. We are cognitive thinking individuals capable of conscious thought. Okay, we're not dumb ox or horses or pigs here. And that many people are coming to a rude awakening. And it's important to remember, and folks, I keep trying to impress upon this upon you because it is important. Remember when your porch light started to go on? How many people were knocking at your door and going, hey, come on out and play with us? How did you reject that? How did you react to it? Remember that experience. And when you find that person that you're trying to get through to, remember when your transition started to take place, and keep that in mind. I do not have any problem talking with high-ranking political officials or CEOs of companies or the guy that works in the local Stop and Rob, whatever the case. I've got the ability to communicate. This is why I've always said ideas are great, but the next most important thing to a great idea is being able to relay that idea and make it understood. All right? We'll take the break. I'll be back on the other side with Ted Trakilis. He'll be up with us for a little bit. And we'll visit with Ted right after this.
The The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm talking. I can't hear myself talk. My producer figures out he's got the wrong buttons pushed. All right, we're back. Ted Trakilis from Aaron Aqua Corporation. Good afternoon, Mr. Trakilis.
How you doing, John? It's been a long time since we had an opportunity to talk.
Oh, I've burned many miles and gone through a few lives since you and I have last spoken.
Well, as they say, mazel tov, you survived 2007.
That's right.
Well, same as me. I've survived it, and we're doing some really exciting things. And there's going to be some changes. Probably in the next 90 days, I'll have a lot of good news. Maybe we can get back on the air with you and tell you some of the things that are happening. But right now, one of the biggest things that we've developed this last year is our Aaronizer AJ1 water purifier.
Now this is more than a filtering system. Ted, hold on a second. For the benefit of the new listeners, and we've got a whole slew of them, explain to them who Ted Trakilis is, who Aaron Aqua is, and what it is the product you produce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, we are celebrating our 62nd year as a family business. My father founded this business in 1946, and he was selling air purifiers back there, and he later invented the Aaron generator, which made oxygen higher than ozone. And it took the oxygen in the air and converted it without any of the byproducts that are associated with ozone that can make ozone poisonous. and we gave them a pure Aran product. Aran is our trademark for everything greater than ozone. It represents 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, with none of the impurities. And we've been, my dad died in 1980, and it took 10 years to settle the estate, and I got back into the business around 92. And so we've been making air purifiers here for about 15 years, and every year they not only get better, but we come up with some innovative changes in the product. And instead of just doing air, we're now doing water. But we're not a filter. See, we don't. When you could take filter water and use our equipment and add improvements to it. So and sometimes you have to filter our water after we've treated it, because we will put enough oxygen in the water, dissolved oxygen, and we will make that water kind of alkaline. And matter of fact, some of the test results with our little AJ1 have been absolutely remarkable. We've used it to aerate our fish tanks. John, this is an interesting story. Now, our air purifiers remove all of the pollutants in the air and make the air that people breathe cleaner. So when we took that process and applied it to water, the remarks were outstanding. Now, were you here when we had the aquariums and the little fish were starting off at 5 grams each?
Yeah, I was there when you set those tanks up, and I think you just put the water in the fish in there.
Yeah, and that's what we did, and then we had two tanks that had our water purifier and one tank that just had a pump equal to the amount of air we were pumping in the other two tanks with Aran. And in 10 weeks, the fish that were 5 grams went to 11 grams without our equipment, and the fish that were 5 grams with our equipment went to 30 grams. Same food, same type of fish, same size fish, same type of aquarium, only different Aranized water. So 10 weeks later, we took the fish that went from 5 to 11 grams, they went to 18 grams. So Aranized water fish went from 5 grams to 30 grams to 60 grams, and one of the black moors actually went to 90 grams in the same period of time.
No kidding.
Now, what's also interesting is one of the fish had tail rot. So we put in its own little 5-gallon aquarium, and we started applying Aran to it. And tail rot is a bacteria that starts at the tip of the tail, works its way forward until it kills the fish. This fish had a little stub there. Didn't even have a little fin on the back of the tail. And 10 weeks later, that fish had a full-grown tail. We put it back into the tank with the other
With no other medications or anything else?
No other medications, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The water was cleaner. When you looked at it, the one that didn't have our machine was kind of murky. The fish were kind of lethargic.
Right.
So when you take this and you apply it in fish, it'll happen with people. It'll happen because people are so polluted. You know this. You know what the chemtrails and all the
Are we talking pollution of the mind or pollution of the body, Ted?
Well, both, actually. You know that. I mean, yeah. People start to get a little dead, brain dead when their body's polluted. So, you know, pollution has a way of affecting. As a matter of fact, yesterday in almost a half-page article in the Akambikan Journal, there was an article that said foodborne disease can linger for years. Long after first bout with E. coli, other sickness problems can arise with serious consequences. That means that people who get E. coli, like that Salinas thing out there in California about a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
They didn't wash the letter properly. They bagged it, sent it out, and millions of bags were recalled because people died. 5 or 6 people died from the E. coli poisoning. Thousands were injured. These people are the type of people that will suffer years later after they think they're cured with other ailments related to that illness.
You know, I want to interject something here, Ted, because many people that are researching cancer and so on and so forth, and diseases in general, that it's real hard for these viruses and these various diseases that we have become aware of to live in a human body if it's in an alkaline state.
That's true.
Because of our diets, ladies and gentlemen, we are acidic. And they're discovering here with cancer research that oxygen and, alkalinity of the body is actually a preventative for cancer. Now, Ted, I haven't spoken to you in such a long time that I don't know if you remember meeting my dog Bandit. He was the super patriot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he died this past summer, and he had cancer, and they determined that he had a tumor that was more than probably not operable, and it was the size of a grapefruit.
Wow.
But what I did immediately was I put him on water that was treated with the AJ1. We gave him aronized water. You know, that dog lived 6 months in relative good health until the cancer just totally took over his body. And I know for a fact, that that water extended that dog's life and kept that cancer from growing anymore. And he was getting pretty old, and he just eventually gave out. But I know for a fact that treated water through the AJ1 actually extended the health and vitality of that dog until finally he just had to give it up.
Well, it's a shame, but at least you had an opportunity to see the effect of our water.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the things that I notice right now is the fact that when we talk about water purifiers and we talk about filtering machines, some reverse osmosis, it's not like our unit. People, I don't want them to think that we're filtering the water. We're actually taking large amounts of this 04, 05, 06, 07, 08 and bubbling it into the water and dissolving it into the water. Give you an example, on a gallon of water, all right, ORP, it's called oxidation reduction potential. They say that the water coming out of the tap is around 450, and that's created by chlorine. And chlorine is a carcinogen. Matter of fact, the American Cancer Society said that 18% of the cancer of the bladder and 28% of the cancer of the colon is attributed to Americans drinking chlorinated water. Now, we're in an $8 billion market for bottled water. All right, and Aquafina and DeSanti is nothing more than tap water that's been filtered. Now, Coca-Cola makes one, and Pepsi-Cola makes the other. Now, our unit, one woman bought it and called me about 8 weeks after she had it. She said, I made enough money bottling my own water using the AJ1 that it paid for the machine. All right, another one of my dealers, he bought one. And he started selling the water to his patients. I said, why don't you sell them the machine? He says, I'm making too much money selling them the water. So, I mean, there's a lot of things happening with this water. Give an example. We can take ORP water and take it to not 650, which the World Health Organization has established 650 ORP as enough to kill any bacteria and virus in water in less than 10 seconds. We can take a gallon of water and in 30 minutes raise it to 785 ORP. All right, now that means that it'll kill anything. You can wash with it. One woman bubbled strawberries. We recommend when they buy the equipment, they try putting fruit or vegetables in the water, because if they would have had our water when they cleaned that spinach out there at Salinas County, they wouldn't have had any E. coli. And Science News just came out with an article about 2 months ago where the new type of E. coli is actually establishing itself on leafy vegetables to the point where even if you rinsed it in water, it's not enough to rinse that E. coli off the water. But you just dip it in our water for 10 seconds, and it kills E. coli, Salmonella, and Listeria immediately. Now, another thing that's interesting.
And hold on a second. And, Ted, let me interject this, yeah, because this is becoming important. I was watching Glenn Beck last night, and he was going off on one of his rants. And he was all upset that, well, people are taking so many antibiotics that these diseases have become resistant to antibiotic treatment. Now, I know that the problem is because of all the hormones that are being injected into beef and pork and chicken. You drink it in cow's milk, you're eating it in your ice cream, you name it. The hormones are there. That's why these hormones, that's why these antibiotics are becoming less effective on humans, is because they've already built up a resistance to antibiotics because we're eating it in the food and the stuff that we drink.
Oh, you know, this millicent resistant Staphylococcus aureus, they call it MRSA.
Yes.
I'm in a little community in Chippewa Lake, all right? We had 30 breakouts of Staphylococcus aureus in Worcester, Ohio, where I'm from. They had 6 breakouts here in a grade school. Kids came home with letters from the school telling the parents that there was a breakout of MRSA in these little elementary schools. It's deadly. And why is it deadly? Because it is resistant to antibiotics. Now, our unit will kill MRSA. All right, it will kill it as an air product when you buy the Aeronizer air purifier. But you see, the AJ1 can also act as an air purifier.
All right.
You do not have to bubble the water.
Okay, hang on to that thought. We'll be right back. We'll spend about another 5 minutes here with Mr. Trakilis from Aaron Aqua Corporation, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, one of these stubborn American kind of guys that wants to build his product inside the United States. How many of those are left out there?
We can't compete with cheap labor.
Yeah, you do a good product, you watch your pricing, you give the good product for a good price. It is doable.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
By the way, a caller called in and asked Ted, ask how much fluoride is removed, if it is removed.
We've never tested fluoride, but we've tested chlorine, and we remove 100% of the chlorine.
Okay.
We also remove things like hydrogen sulfide gas, so it's good for wells. We also remove iron. We also remove a certain amount of the calcium in it. We add oxygen to the water. We get saturation. Normal water, dissolved oxygen is like 8.05 milligrams per liter. We could take it in 30 minutes up to 8.43 milligrams per liter, which is close to 95.9% saturation at a temperature of around 21 degrees centigrade. So we're adding oxygen. So when you're drinking it, you're getting oxygen in your system. We're removing the chloramines. We're adding literally energy to the water because we raise that ORP to a level which is unbelievable. We remove trichloroethylenes. We remove ammonia. We remove phenols, vinyl chlorides. We are in the process of developing one machine now, which we're patenting, that'll do 9 gallons a minute at the rate of 1,026 ORP. That's 540 gallons an hour. You can do swimming pools with this. You can do laundry with this. It's going to be a whole house unit. Right now it's a little pricey because we made it for industry, for people like that Salinas Farm. Now, John, we're going to have a special for people who want to introduce themselves to our equipment. This AJ1 retails for around $940. And we're putting it on a special that anybody who is one of your listeners who wants to take advantage of this, they can buy that unit for $752 plus freight. Now, that $752 is a 20% discount off a very popular unit.
They're saving about $188.
That's right, and that's a big savings on this equipment. They're getting a 2-year unconditional warranty. And for the first people that call in on this program, we have a book by Ed McCabe. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen. And we're going to give one of these $30 books away with every one of these machines that people buy on your show. This offer is not available anywhere. You can't get it. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen by Ed McCabe.
All right, let me do the segue here. Folks, you need to dial this number to get in on this special, 800-724-2719. All right.
So anyway, that we're giving it away. We want people to introduce to it. We sold so many machines last year, all right, that we were out of them right after Thanksgiving, meaning we didn't have enough to sell. We gave people 21 to 28 day delivery back then. Now, of course, they're ready. We're shipping them out. A lot of people bought them. They're going to like it because basically they can use it. One woman called me, and she was so excited. Her voice just bubbled. She said, "Mr. Trichilis, I bought one of your machines 6 weeks ago. I took strawberries, bubbled them. A yellow film came to the top of the water, which I poured off. I tasted them. They were sweeter than what they were without your machine. And after I was done eating them, I bagged them and put them in my refrigerator. That was 4 weeks ago. I found them this afternoon. They were just as fresh and as sweet as the day I bagged them." Now, how many times can you keep strawberries for 4 weeks without molding?
You can't keep them a week in a refrigerator
without
molding.
Well, I'm telling you, and she was excited. So this does three things. One, it extends the shelf life of your perishables in your refrigerator, because you can now clean them. It kills the bacteria that normally would cause illness to people with Salmonella, E. coli, or Listeria. And the third thing is it removes some of the chemicals in the water that you're washing your food with. You can wash chicken with this, and it'll kill Salmonella. And it's a beautiful machine. It's small. It's about the size of a shoebox. It comes with a 100% silicone hose with a bubbler. You can use it. One person got in one of these large leaf bags. They stuck the hose down into the bag through their neck. They bubbled their body for 30 minutes. They said their body smelled as if they had taken a fresh shower.
By the way, Ted, my wife had asked me to ask you, this AJ1, is this good for air as well?
Oh, yeah. You take the hose off and you can let the unit run, but it's powerful.
It is.
We recommend the timer that comes with it because it's about 8 times as powerful as our SSX8 unit. So when you run that unit, you can really saturate a room in a matter of minutes.
And by the way, while we're on the subject here, you can use this for the air as well. All you people down here in Texas that has the cedar fever, why are you still suffering? Why? Cedar fever down here just knocks the sails out of people, wind out of their sails. And folks, what this does is it takes the positive charge out of the air. Are you experiencing static electricity when you walk across the carpet or sit on a cloth chair and stand up and touch something? Well, the aeronizer, when you run this, it takes the positive charge, which keeps dust particles and pollen and all of those things circulating in the air. It zaps them right out of the air. And it will get rid of your static electricity as well. I am well aware of that, being around electronic equipment all the time. Ted, I'll tell you what, that special again, folks, let me mention this, the AJ1, you can use this to get your water to an alkaline level that is good for your body, get all kinds of contaminants out of this. You can do your fruits and vegetables if you're worried about pesticides or stuff they're spraying on it. I mean, it has a number of uses. If you call this number today, 800-724-2719, Ted Trichilis will put that $30 book in there on oxygenating your body as well, and that is exclusive to this network and the listeners of this program. Ted, we're not going to be strangers here. You got to come back real soon.
Well, I got some exciting things to tell you in about 2 months.
All right. Well, we'll have you back before that.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying I got some exciting things to tell your people. They're going to love it.
All right. Hey, Ted, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John, and say hello to your loved ones.
I will do that. All right, we'll take the break. I'll come back on the other side with some Ron Paul news right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Ron Paul wins in Louisiana. Representative presidential candidate Ron Paul has grassroots working to bring him the win in Louisiana, the Republican caucus. The representative president candidate Ron Paul has seen an overwhelming bit of support here in the state of Louisiana. The campaign seems to have a hold of things when they planned for Ron Paul to do a state tour of three major cities in Louisiana. This outpouring of support comes just the day before the Louisiana Republican caucuses, noted as being explicitly complicated. The Ron Paul campaign has done extremely well in the state, beating every other candidate. Initial reports show him in taking most, if not all, of the alternative delegates in as many as four of the seven districts. Four delegates, February 9th, will be the campaign last stand to garner more support as the people of Louisiana vote for the remaining 20 delegates to be allocated. Seeing the appeal to the other contenders in Florida, Ron Paul's campaign set its sights on Louisiana, and Ron Paul's win in the Pelican State shows his viability as presidential contender. He still remains the true underdog, championing the Constitution and challenging the status quo. This journey into the depths of libertarianism and the message of hope may be resonating with the people of other states as well, as individual liberties are exposed as being gone, and more people wake up to the world around them. The unofficial media block on Ron Paul may not have enough steam. Sources point to this being one step in the strategy to win the Republican nomination, meaning there is more of the strategy to come. Carol in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to your guy that was on.
Sorry.
And I didn't know if he would, you know, I called in to talk to him because I heard him say that his machine would take out trichloroethylene, and boy, have I got it in my water.
Mm-hmm.
Plus other BOCs, I don't, you know. So this, that's mainly why I called.
Well,
because
this would do the trick.
Well, John, I haven't been able to take a bath in my water for over 20 years.
Really?
I have to bird bath.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad you mentioned that because that's exactly what I use the AJ1 for, one of its many uses. It's got a bubbler, and it's got the little suction cups on it. You put that right in your bathtub, and you bubble that water for about 5 or 10 minutes, and guess what? You can take a bath again.
Oh, you know, it doesn't go in... It doesn't purify the water just coming out of the tap, though, right?
No. It's not a home unit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you fill up a bathtub, and I guarantee you, you put
that... I've been so afraid because I had a system put in my home, and it didn't do me any good. But my hands, not like my daughter's doing dishes tonight because my hands are about, well, bleeding a little from my water.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's kind of sad that that's how I've had to live. I mean, it's not pleasant knowing that's all you can do is bird bath.
Well, but keep in mind that you can pick up these 5-gallon containers, and you can bubble that water 10 minutes. You have now drinking water, and it's effective enough, and it'll do enough of a volume, say that you want to boil some spaghetti for dinner,
mm-hmm.
that you don't have to worry about any of the contamination in that water. You can use that bubbled water, and it's great stuff.
Now, how would I really know if it brought it out? Because everything else, I had a reverse osmosis that didn't take it out. I mean, there's other things, like there's carbon tetrachloride and dichloroethylene. There's all kinds of...
Ted has got all the test results, and I just mentioned something today because a caller had asked about the fluoride, and he said, you know what? He said, we've never done a study on it, but he has all the laboratory results from all the tests that are done.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that I have to see, but I'll tell you what, if his machine doesn't work, might be the first one to know it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm serious, John, because I in my county, I don't drink any even coffee out because that's how contaminated the whole county.
Well, and I'll tell you what, and you shouldn't be. If anybody out there, and the funny thing about this, a lot of the stuff that's in our water, you can't see, you can't smell, but it's there. And it's disgusting because people think, you know, and they trust their city.
Uh-huh.
You know, doesn't the city let you know when they have to do boil alerts? Oh, but that's right. That's after the problem has already occurred and the water has already gone through the mains and into your faucet.
Yeah, some people think just because it has an odor that isn't any good. But I got to tell you, my water doesn't have an odor. It's ice cold in the summer, but you wouldn't, you know, and here it's contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
No smell to it.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, you can provide the test results on that one. Okay, Carol, I'm sorry you missed them, but...
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Let me see. Where am I here? Geez, how do we go from water filtration here and air purification to the next story? Well, we just transition and we just do it. By the way, I was digging around the other day and I wanted to do this. It comes from the Spectator from the UK. They call it champagne for the brain. And they got a section in there called Diary. And the story went as such. Stalin and the Rothschilds is one of the more bizarre connections that I discovered while writing a book on the dictator's early life. Whenever he's talking about Rothschild. No, I'm sure he's speaking about Stalin. Stalin worked for the Rothschilds. He burnt down their refinery and ordered the assassination of their director. Yet later they helped fund Lenin and Stalin. There were always rumors, but my discovery of a long-forgotten memoir in the archives of, and I think this is Tbilisi, now reveals the true story. In December of 1901, Stalin, at the age of 23, arrived in the Black Sea oil port of Batumi, which was dominated by the Rothschilds and noble dynasties. One day, Stalin came home late boasting, "Guess why I got up early this morning? Today I got a job with the Rothschilds." Then he almost crooned, "I'm working for the Rothschilds. I'm working for the Rothschilds." He was rather giddy. One of his comrades who wrote the memoir joked, "I hope the Rothschilds will prosper for this moment onwards." Stalin snickered. Thrilled to be working for the dynasty that personified the wicked glamour of the international capital, on Stalin's first day at work, the Rothschilds' refinery mysteriously caught fire. Stalin bragged to his comrade, "Your words came true." The Rothschilds did indeed prosper with Stalin as an employee. Stalin, the arsonist, next organized a brutal strike. When the Rothschilds' director refused his demand, Stalin ordered his assassination. The gun jammed, and the director fled back to Paris. This was not the end of Stalin's relations with the Rothschilds. In 1907, he moved to the lawless boom city of Baku, home of the super-rich oil barons who were much the same as today's oligarchs. To finance Lenin, Stalin's gangster outfit of hitmen and bank robbers used protection rackets, piracy, blackmail, and kidnapping. The Rothschilds were hugely powerful in Baku, yet the Tsar's secret police and Bolshevik memoirists recorded how the Rothschilds contributed to Stalin's funds, even paying him off to stop the strike. The Rothschilds never knew that they had employed the future supreme pontiff of Marxism and Leninism, nor that he burnt down their refinery. The family shrewdly sold their Russian interests in 1912, only now they have returned to Russia. I recently recounted this to Jacob Rothschild, sending him a postcard of young Stalin, on which I wrote, "Your employee of the month, 1902. It's a good story. Yeah, the evil people, folks. You know what? It's hard to explain these concepts to people that have closed minds. That, you know, I was watching, I think I mentioned this earlier, I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and a well-known economist come up, mentioned Ron Paul and the North American Union. "Oh, well, the North American Union, that's just paranoid ramblings." Really? I'd like to drag that economist down here and shove his face in the pavement for the super NAFTA slab down here, known as the NAFTA highway. Of course, we're just all full of monkey milk here, and we don't know what we're talking about. Well, that told me exactly what side that this guy was really on. And it is just amazing to me that you have apologists and you have people covering this stuff up. We are looking here, and to my guy that's up there in the Montreal Holding Center for the INS up there, yeah, it is true. And George Bush is guilty of treason. And I refer back to the Dr. Jerry Corsi's article here, dated January 16th of this month. The 7-year plan aligns U.S. with Europe's economy and the rules and regs to be integrated without congressional review. Okay. It is real. We are not raving paranoid people. We are not... I am not giving to knee-jerk reactions on issues such as this. It is real. It is not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact, only we're not part of the conspiracy. And people have to understand that this is the real deal. Do you think to bring about the European Union? Do you think they actually told people, hey, everybody join us here. Let's all become one entity. You know, we're going to be part of the New World Order. Do you think they advertised it as such? No. They did it exactly the way it's being done for the North Americas, for Canada, United States, Central and South America. It is being done almost exactly the same way. And there have been numerous stories and reports written that they needed to keep this thing secret in order to continue to do their planning, in order to get the government people in on it, to get the corporate heads in on it. Well, they're in on it now. Don't you see what we're doing here with our trade? Do you see what's happened to our jobs? You now know the real reason why we got 40 million illegal aliens in this country right now? That's the cheap labor. Hey, folks, they're able to live and subsist in this country and then send money back to bolster Mexico's economy. You know, it is real. But the apologists and the deniers out there, it shows you what side of the fence they're on. This is undeniable. It is real. And then one of the last things I would like to do is get on this program and shoot myself in the foot. That's not what talk show hosts do. It's just simply amazing to me. And everybody's like whistling through the graveyard here. Everybody's just, you know, I'm afraid to touch that subject. No, I'm not going to talk about it. Excuse me? If you were a public official and you took an oath of affirmation, damn you, sir or madam, for not upholding your duties and your obligations to the American people, not only yourself. I don't care if you sell yourself out. You can do whatever you want to with yourself. But acting as a representative for the American people, and you're selling them down, oh, now I got a little problem here. I don't care who you pimp yourself out to. But when you put us out on Jump Street for slave, you know, slave wages and the global idea, you're just as culpable, in my estimation, as the people that are in on the inner circle with the grand plan. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
Hi.
And, you know, Fox News is starting to see the light a little bit. They had, on Neil Cavuto, they actually had an interview with Ron Paul about the economy.
When was this?
It was today.
Okay.
It was this afternoon on Neil Cavuto's show. And Ron Paul really, he just laid it right flat out. He says it's the Federal Reserve's fault that all this is happening. And it was kind of an eye-opener. I mean, he really, you know, they were talking. He says, you know, Neil says, you know, well, it's coming back. You know, we got a 200-and-something point rise today. And Ron Paul says, that doesn't mean anything. It's a false hope. There's all kinds of other problems coming down the path that we haven't dealt with yet. And it was a pretty good interview. I was really surprised to see that on Fox.
Yeah, Steve, how long did that last?
Probably about 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes.
Okay, and what was his attitude?
Cavuto's attitude was kind of open.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, I have a feeling that there are people in Fox News that know that the whole thing is coming to a head. And, you know, just like Jim Cramer on MSNBC.
I'm sorry, Steve, you keep hitting the button on your receiver there, and I'm getting beeps from you.
Oh, I didn't realize I was hitting any buttons.
That's okay.
But anyway, Jim Cramer on MSNBC has been saying, you know, he supports Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a...
Well, like,
you know, things are starting to look up. And not only that, but I also see that Mr. Huckleberry is having some problems with finances in his campaign, and he may end up going on the wayside.
Well, one could only hope, because I'll tell you what, what I need least in this country is another fake Bible thumper taking the Oval Office.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Well, we don't need... And then also, there's a story out just now that Giuliani is now in third place in Florida. So there, he may be going by the wayside.
Well, and I'll tell you what, there's been a few people out there that have kind of written Ron Paul off here for the true presidential election. And whether he's nominated by the Republicans or he has to run independent, I think that this guy's got a real shot. So all of you people out there that have seen a few problems, maybe with the campaign, or you don't like exactly, you know, I had an opportunity today to talk to a woman. Her parents are worth roughly a couple hundred million dollars. And they were highly upset that she was working on the Ron Paul campaign. This is what she does. You know, she does elections. And their greatest beef, well, you know, his stand on abortion. And I'm thinking, these people, and I asked her, I said, what are these Hillary people? And they go, no, they're conservative. I said, oh, really, the new conservative. Well, they were upset on his how he voted on gambling and things of that nature. And I was just amazed. I was just literally amazed.
Yeah, there are some people that would snatch victory out of the jaws, or snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. They just certainly will do that. And, you know, also, John, there was a story, the formerly fat paperboy, Rush Limbaugh, came out today and said that he could not support almost none of the Republican people that are now running for office. He says he will not do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, shock of all...
He didn't mention Ron Paul.
Now, I was just going to say, I'm going to know he's back on his Oxycontin if he mentions he's supporting Ron Paul.
Either that or he's still on his Viagra from his trip down to Dominican Republic.
All right. Hey, Steve, thanks for your call.
Okay, Jeff. Right.
I didn't hear about the Viagra and the Dominican Republic deal. I'm not sure I want to know. At any rate, when we get back, I want to play a little clip for you about how Mr. Bush is trying to pardon himself against potential war crimes. Let me see. He's got the blood of 1 million Iraqis on his hands right now. Actually, 1.2 million. But, you know, we just round it down for the sake of people understanding round numbers. We'll play the clip when we get back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let me play this clip. This is Wolf Blitzer on CNN, and they're discussing this with Cafferty, I think his name is. At any rate, minute 53 seconds long. And Georgie Porgy is trying to get himself pardoned. Gee, do you think he knows what's coming?
Jack, I'm beginning to think maybe I shouldn't have done these interviews yesterday and today. Should I feel guilty?
You know, I don't know, Wolf. If war breaks out between Pakistan and Afghanistan, you know, you may have some guys coming by and knocking on your door asking for transcripts. Ordinarily, we don't do a question 2 days in a row, but this is important enough to be an exception. The House just passed President Bush's bill to redefine the treatment of detainees, and the Senate's expected to do the same thing tomorrow. Buried deep inside this legislation is a provision that will pardon President Bush and all the members of his administration of any possible crimes connected with the torture and mistreatment of detainees, dated all the way back to September 11, 2001. At least President Nixon had Gerald Ford to do his dirty work. President Bush is trying to pardon himself. Here's the deal. Under the War Crimes Act, violations of the Geneva Conventions are felonies, in some cases punishable by death. When the Supreme Court ruled the Geneva Conventions applied to Al-Qaeda and Taliban detainees, President Bush and his boys were suddenly in big trouble. They've been working these prisoners over pretty good. In an effort to avoid possible prosecution, they're trying to cram this bill through Congress before the end of the week when Congress adjourns. The reason there's such a rush to do this, if the Democrats get control of the House in November, well, this kind of legislation probably wouldn't pass. You want to know the real disgrace of what these people are about to do or in the process of doing? Senator Bill Frist and Congressman Dennis Hastert and their Republican stooges apparently don't see anything wrong with this. I really do wonder sometimes what we're becoming in this country. The question is this. Should Congress pass a bill giving retroactive immunity to President Bush for possible war crimes? Email your thoughts to CaffertyFile at CNN.com or go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile. Wolf.
Jack.
Yeah. Jeez. You know, torture's good, folks, in this country. Yeah, waterboarding. Yeah, let's just, you know, drown people. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Oh, let's allow our police out on the street with what we used to use in the cattle chutes, in the stockyards, cattle prods. That's effectively what these are. And let's, you know, let's just start killing people with them. Every single day, somebody is dying in this country from some cop using a taser. But you see, it's okay. Because we need your cooperation. If you give us any lip whatsoever, and we're not talking, in many cases, we're not talking about physical assault on police officers. If you just appear to be non-cooperative, you get tasered. The deaths are racking up over this deal. The mentality, and here is a warning to you corporate Keystone Coffer cops. It is a very thin blue line out there. You are well aware of that. And you depend on the cooperation of the citizenry that you're supposed to be out there looking after. When you people reach the point that you're no better than the Stasi or the KGB, that you start accepting torture measures as, well, just sound police policy, I warn you again, if this country breaks down and law and order goes out the window, you people are going to be the first things that are targeted. That is not a threat. That is just a warning. By the way, the people higher up in the echelons that are giving you these new policies, they're fully aware of it, and they don't give a damn tinker's damn anymore about you than they care anything else about any other American citizen. Sleep on that one tonight. Retirement? I've talked to a lot of cops. Well, I'm just looking to retire and get out of this. I don't like it. Well, then go get another job. From the Thin Blue Line ranks, we're signing off for today. We'll see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.